all public questions and comments till the end of the meeting. Election of officers.
I would like to make a motion to the board that we elect officers for the year 2024 to include Mike Leggins as president, myself as vice president, Richard Hall as secretary, and Matt Hanlon as treasurer.
Second that motion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Review of prior amendments. Did everybody get a chance to look at last month's minutes?
I think I got them out a few days ago, did I not?
You did indeed. You got them out plenty of time.
I've read them and I'm good with them.
So move to accept the minutes for the December 14th meeting.
I can't second hers.
You can't. You love it.
Can you second it? Can I second it?
Yes, sure.
Can you second it? All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
And these are needed, as a matter of fact. I think it's to that.
For December.
Yep. Yep. Okay. For the work that Phil's doing for the end of the year report.
Okay. And they were all reviewed during that multi-year audit, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So look. Passed with flying colors, right?
We did.
Oh, we did. Yeah.
Good job, Phil. Phil, thanks.
Thank you.
You want to do a treasure report?
I will. I had, I was thinking that Tuesday was my last, was the meeting. And so I sent everybody via phone copies of the, did everybody look at their phone and see those? Because I didn't print out anymore. I'll pass it on. The December ending bank balance, the beginning was $45,789.73, and it reflects a debit and check that was that went through for $56 for the post office box, leaving us with a balance of $45,733.73. Now, if anybody would like to see this, I'll pass this around. I need it back.
Anybody? I'm good.
Then the revenue and expense report is the same as the previous month, with the exception of the check for the post office box for $56. And that reflects the same price, or the same balance as the post office, or as the bank balance. The other report is the American Rescue Plan funds report. And I show, we have two outstanding invoices, I guess. Is that correct?
We did.
I only have one. One was for $48,5102, correct?
Correct.
And what was the other one? You got it.
$55,662.56.
Correct.
Both these invoices have been presented by BLN, right?
Correct.
Good.
You don't have that one?
I don't have that one now. Do you want this copy of my, that I have of the other invoice?
No, I got them both.
You got them both. Uh-huh. So I can get both of these.
Correct.
Okay. So these two are outstanding invoices, and the last paid check by the county was for Bose McKinney, and that was for $7,635.02. That check was sent out on 12/14 by the county. I'm sorry, 12/20 by the county.
We previously approved that invoice.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. you need a motion, Phil, to process?
These two outstanding invoices.
I'm going to tie it together with accepting the monthly treasury report and to approve BLN's invoice of $1208.23 for $56.52.56 and BLN invoice of January 8, 24 for $48.51.02.
Second that.
Okay, I also want to, I'll make a comment that some unfinished business for the end of the year is the State Board of Accounts, and I'm finishing up the, I'll finish that up. That has to be done by the end of this month, but I think rather than waiting for Matt to get back, I think I'll just take care of it.
Awesome.
ASAP.
And that's an annual accounting or something?
Yes.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
We have...
Can we vote on the motion?
Oh, we didn't vote.
No. All in favor?
Aye.
First and seconded, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. We were there.
Matt should be back, I believe, tomorrow. Close of business tomorrow. And you might check with him to see if he's around this weekend, then that you may catch him before he gets back.
It would be a good business opportunity for him to review what has to be done.
Yeah, I think it would, if he's available.
Thank you.
Good.
Band disbursement request?
Yes, we have two. We've received one from Bose, McKinney, and Evans for their work with the bond council to prepare the BAN and all of its documents for SRF, and one from Denton's Bigham and Greenbaum, an attorney that SRF uses for their advisor on bond work. The Bose, McKinney, and Evans invoice is $25,000 that will come out of the van. And Denton's is for $10,973, and it will come out of the van upon closing, both of those.
So the Bose invoice is about what we thought it would be. The Denton's invoice is higher than we estimated it to be.
Correct.
We have no control over Denton's. They are outside counsel for SRF. We get to pay SRF's bill. They loan us money, and we pay their bills. That's how that works.
That's how it works.
So there's nothing, we can't negotiate the Denton's invoice.
So it is what it is.
It is what it is. Did
you get a sandwich with that?
You know.
I did try to negotiate it with them.
Yeah, they won't budge.
They didn't budge one little bit. And that was directly with Denton's and then with SRF and then with Bose McKinney. And they all told me the same thing.
No sandwiches.
No. That's the way bond work goes. So we need a motion to approve the payment of those fees at our band closing, upcoming band closing.
Correct.
I make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Hey, Rich, what's band stand for?
Bond anticipation.
Bond anticipation note.
Thanks.
It's not a grant, right? It's a note that can be forgiven. And they manage the money step by step, right? So we don't have possession of the band proceeds. They're held in the account.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I'll talk a little further about that when we get to it.
Okay.
Ongoing matters, web page update?
I don't have one. I thought I might hear something from Matt, but did not. I don't think any, did anybody else? He has been thoroughly, I think, enjoying himself in Southern California with family for the last, I don't know how long.
Weeks?
A couple of years. A long time.
Weeks. Yeah.
Weeks.
Weeks. Kind of like it goes for weeks.
Yeah.
Right.
So, no, I don't have anything else to add to that.
Well, we know he stays on top of it. He's looking at it multiple times a month, and he's downloading things or uploading whatever the word is, stuff that makes sense, including our minutes.
And he will have some work to do when he gets back
Yep.
on that to catch up and also then to transition to catch up with treasurer.
The meeting change was in there, I believe, so he...
It was
the post of that, right?
He said he posted it on Facebook.
That's where it's in.
And, but could not, until he gets home, change the actual webpage.
Okay. I remember seeing it on...
It'll be there.
On the internet there somewhere.
I didn't have that.
You notice how the two faces are starting to look alike?
Two great minds.
That's a sad commentary from one or the other of us.
Oh, yes.
Shitty brothers.
We're the shitty brothers.
Indeed.
Winter face for me.
He was going to trim some of that off.
I just did.
Item
update.
I don't have much to add to what I talked about at the last one, except that item is staying aware of both projects, both ours and the Helmsburg project, and occasionally has a just a clarification question that comes up. So when they do, they call. When I do with them, I call. And conversation is always fruitful. So other than that, I don't have anything new to add since our last meeting.
BLN?
BLN I do, and we have our BLN representative here. We have completed the PER requirements per SRF on putting our comment package together. And we have started, as has Reedy and as has Bose McKinney, started work on the BAN project. And Kevin, if you want to jump in and give us a little update on the field survey work, I appreciate it.
Well, I brought a couple, just so people know what we are doing, the routes, and pass those down on, brought a couple. We've got about 1,000 foot along State Route 45 to go, and we'll have the main route all, field work all done, or in the initial field work all done. Typically, we download it, start making the drawing, make a check set, go back out, pick up random things that may have been missed. We should wrap up our field work on the survey within the next week or so, weather permitting.
Does it, this red line take us about to the bridge on 46?
We're about, I talked to Dustin, we're 800 foot or so shy of being to our merge point with the bean blossom work that was already done.
Okay, good. Excellent.
And we've coordinated with that previous data. We're going to set control points and tie that together. There's, every time a surveyor goes out, things are a little bit different. We're going to bring that group of data into our coordinate system and make adjustments then whenever things go farther north, farther south, farther east. No issues. Okay.
How about the connection with Lockmuir at Helmsburg's?
We, I got the email back from Todd actually this morning with their preliminary layout showing where their headworks are. And we want to be sure that we just want to be sure that we're coordinating with them. They're going to be building their site. We're going to be building our lines. We don't. They're going to be done before we are. We don't have to. They're going to put their fence up. We don't want to cut their fence. So they're going to adjust their force main lead in so it goes just beyond the fences, so that we can tap in without disturbing their site work and everything. So it's a coordination thing. So I got that layout. I got the their survey data file came in this morning. I forwarded it to our surveyors to, you know, to cross check and see how it merges in with our coordinate system. Again, that's one of those things over the next week we're tying up loose ends with our field work. We'll probably find their control points, check them in, and be sure that we're all tight going through there. So within a week, give or take, like I said, I'm repeating myself, that will be done. I brought a couple of these guys. The packets to landowners went out, either went out this afternoon or going out in the morning, asking for the homeowner's assistance on, you know, their information. Those were for the report members.
That's what you sent us via email, right?
Oh, is it? Okay.
I think it is.
It may be. This is the final hard copy. So you see the, we're asked the questionnaire for the homeowner, the narrative letter saying this is what we anticipate doing, you know, the aerial picture of their property so they can see their house, their driveway.
Probably the very complete package.
An example of what we're trying to do, showing we anticipate you having a septic tank, a septic field. This is how we're going to work around making the connection. We're asking for your input. Where is your septic tank and septic field? It's just a basic information package telling the homeowner. This is, again, repeating a lot of things that were done at the public hearing. And again, talking about the power requirement, what's anticipated for them to be responsible for, what's anticipated for the VSRD, RSD to be responsible for in the future. Some State Department health protocol for on-site abandonment. Yeah, I've got an extra one of these.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
And talking about how you demobilize or decommission your septic tank.
So, how many of these are we sending out?
I think we sent them out to everyone with about 180. I'll go with 180 of them here today.
Plus or minus. Got it.
Yeah.
And that's 180 that goes along that red line to
also
bean.
Also in
bean blossom.
In bean blossom. Yeah. Also, okay. If we didn't include bean blossom, this is where some of the reusing and coordinating with Barry Ladd is overlapping. We're just being sure that nothing gets left out.
Yep.
Yeah, so coordinate with Lockmuller. We got the data a week to go in survey, and this packet went out to the homeowners, asked them to have it back by basically the end of January, 1st of February, I think.
January 26th is what we're posting.
Okay.
Kelly Fidel is a widow lady that hasn't been out of the house in 10 years. Is there a phone number?
We've got contact phone numbers on there. Okay. And, you know, me and Brian have talked about that since I live here. If anyone has questions about that, I'll go up and knock on their door and help them.
Actually, I remember you included your telephone number, didn't you?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I've seen now the, I don't know, I think four times, the crew somewhere along the route working. A lot of times I have to find them because the trucks are parked on the road and they're somewhere. You got to kind of stand and listen quietly, and maybe you can hear them in the distance somewhere, where they're doing locates and markings. And their crew that's been coming, I've seen three different guys now, two of them every time, and sometimes a third guy. Just gentlemen. They're doing an absolutely excellent job. And I assume that, I've asked them each time I've seen them, have they had any conversations with anybody along the way? And only a couple of times, but I'm sure that, and the response was, you know, it was very friendly conversations. People just interested in what's going on. And that crew that's out there, I wish more people could actually talk to them because they truly are professionals at what they're doing. I want that word to get back to the crew.
Fair enough. Pass along. Yep. People realize how much of an ambassador your survey crew can be to your project.
Yeah, they really are.
It's the first time they interact with the team, and it's like, kind of hard to recoup a bad experience. Mm-hmm. So,
right. Keep up the good work. What happens if one doesn't know where the septic system is, where the field is, where the fingers are?
We got people by us that do that. We're just going to have to go out.
Where's my septic at?
I'm like, well, we're going to have to, I got my rod. We start tapping. Yeah.
You got here.
Sometimes the best thing to do is find out where their waistline comes out of their house, and that's about all we can do.
Well, did they have a fire in Brown County where all the septic things went up in smoke? Because I've tried to bring that up, and they said, oh, no, there was a fire. Maybe they were just getting rid of it now. But all the records for where the septics were.
Years ago.
I don't know if they kept records.
I think I heard that there was a fire, I mean,
Way back. Way back to where it burned up the records. Because when I first moved in, I said, well, is there something where it showed me where my septic's at?
What you're probably being told is back in the 1860s or whatever, the original courthouse burned. So there is a tremendous gap in our land and commitment.
Well, this would have been in the
records.
This would have been in the late 50s. Late 50s is when my house was built.
What records would you needed in the 50s?
People still had records back then.
Yeah.
I thought you were asking the fire in the line.
No. I'm talking about there was a fire for documents, and now they don't have any of the documents to say where any of this at, unless they were just kind of doing that to get me out of the door.
The documents that we've seen have gone back further than that.
Oh, some of them do. But they're few and far between to have a complete set of much of anything.
Maybe they didn't do it back then. Maybe just, hey, do what you got to do.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Reading.
Move on to reading.
Yep. Move on to reading. Everything's in play with reading in terms of at our last meeting we authorized the signing of documents, which we did, but it was a go find you kind of thing over the holidays. But everybody got located wherever they might happen to be, and our documents are all signed in Reedy's possession and have been used as a result of that effort. And I thank everybody for helping put that together. That they've been used in the preparation of then the various band documents that we had to put together with Reedy, mostly Reedy, some BLN help, and some help through our bond counsel in Bose McKinney's office. So all that's done. Another thing that Reedy did as a requirement of kind of finalizing the band documents that went to SRF was a complete, rather detailed due diligence form. And Phil, I've got a copy of that. When you sit down and start to do the end of the year report, I think information that was gathered and developed in that due diligence form may be of some value in the SBA OA documents. So I've got that in the provider.
I did have a question about one of the questions of whether we have accepted any federal funds. And of course, last year the answer was no. But this year, all of our funds have come through the county, though, haven't they?
Yes, but the answer to that may very well be yes through ARPA. The American Rescue Plan is a federal program, and that.
But it's been filtered through the county.
It is. So I don't know. I don't know just how far that SBOA review wants to go. If it says that ARPA through a county is not federal funds anymore, or whether the county is just
a handbook. Will show ARPA funds, but from the county.
Correct.
Right.
But we may, in fact, we should ask that question specifically so that when you're completing the end of the year report for SBOA, you say it correctly to satisfy what they need to know. And we're not alone with that. The ARPA funds are all over the place in the state, so they've seen this question before.
They specifically ask, have we received any federal funds?
Directly, I would say no, indirectly, I would say yes.
Yeah.
And but then I don't know if that's what they're truly wanting to know. So we need to just find that out.
Right.
Then we can answer it appropriately. And again, we're not the first to be asking this, I'm sure.
Do we know where to go to get the answer, I guess?
It'll go to SBOM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's a question maybe we also should run by Julia. Because same kind of thing.
Every one of them asks a report.
But I don't want to assume. Let's find out.
I'll do that. I'll talk to Julia.
Right.
As a former federal auditor, it's federal money. It's not washed because the county's passing it through to you.
That's what I would tend to think as well. So, but we'll find out the direct answer.
So the answer is probably yes. Who's at it?
Right. Okay. And it's probably a question of how we state it.
Right.
That's understood.
Ready to move on?
Uh-huh. Bond ordinance is signed. Again, thank you everybody for signing off on that. I think you were the guy that was on vacation at the time. I needed the last signature.
I signed it.
What was the ordinance?
Yeah.
It's all done.
Yeah. Clint, what was that ordinance?
It's our bond ordinance.
Bond ordinance.
And I think I made that part of minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's part of the part, and it should be on the website.
Will when Matt gets back. I don't think it's on there now because that happened right about the time he takes off and goes to California. I'll give you some funding updates then. Closing is still set for the 18th of January.
It's electronic closing.
All electronic. Pre-closing was via a Teams call, and that was kind of a routine 30-minute conversation of a couple of questions. More than anything, it was SRF actually telling us that these are the things that they needed and received. Were there any questions? Since all the work was previously done, there weren't any questions. So it went very smoothly. We will have closing notification come, I assume, right after the deadline of the 18th occurs. And that will be notification to advise us that disbursement request forms that we just approved tonight will be paid by the ban, and the amount of the ban will be the $2.12 million minus those two distributions.
The lawyers get paid. That's what's happening at closing. That's literally what's happening.
Can it occur right then?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Another requirement, however, is that I have to attend an SRF regional meeting, and unfortunately there's one coming up on the 24th nearby that I'm going to go. It's in the morning of the 24th, and if any of the board members would love to accompany me on a very rousing meeting, I'm sure. I'm going to ask Matt and try to get Matt to go just simply because it's the new chore that he's taking on for us as treasurer this coming year. Probably be a good time to get him introduced to SRF and some of the players. But if not, lean on you a bit. That morning you're available. The 24th of January. So it's a couple weeks off, but that's all.
And hopefully you're going to spend some time, maybe as early as this weekend, bringing them up to speed, how you kept the books, the revenue and expense report, and the bank accounts. Well, that's a lot of moving parts.
It is a lot of moving parts.
It's a bigger number now.
There's a bunch of moving parts.
Right. Sure. But it'll be the same routine, right? We're going to approve invoices, and then the money will be drawn from our BAN account held by Citibank or whomever.
Well, yes. And the invoices are actually going to be on a form provided by SRF that's called a disbursement request form.
And we'll approve those as a
right. Board. And I've kind of worked out some of the procedure with SRF and then the vendors. And we have three that may be involved as this, the course of this goes on, primarily being BLM. But that disbursement request form has to be filled out just in a certain way. And that's where that UEI number comes into play. That goes on every form. And from a timing sense, we need, and we need, our vendors know this now, that they need to get the monthly request in front of our monthly meeting. And SRF knows that, and the Bank of New York knows that we will then review and authorize at the monthly meetings and then forward them on to SRF for processing. So, and then SRF has advised that the vendors normally see within a week to 2 weeks payment out of the band for services that have been authorized. So that's how that program is supposed to work. That's very similar to what we've been doing with ARPA, only with the county. Now it's going to be with SRF, and they'll manage all of that. We'll get noticed when they have made a payment to any of our vendors out of the BAN. So should work.
So they'll write a check a week to 2 weeks from our meeting?
Yeah, they will.
We submit it. They write. Now, who's the vendor that's going to write the check?
SRF.
SRF?
It'll come back through SRF for directly to the vendors, and we'll get copied on that. So we know when, on the front end, we know what we've been receiving for the disbursement forms.
Yeah.
We keep our own record of that, just like we do with ARP. And then when we send it on and get information back from SRF that they paid the vendor, that will go on the same spreadsheet that I've been keeping and filtering, keeping dual. So we have checks and balances on each other.
So we can check it out and then they've been paid.
I assume Matt's going to use the same procedures and format you use. But
sure, it's an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, I mean, if whatever he decides, I want him to make a treasurer's report next month and really show us that he's on top of it. Not he's going to do it. No, I want him to say, I have taken control. I know where we are in our bank balance and why. I know where we are in our ARPA drawdown and why. And I'm prepared to handle the SRF.
I think Matt's already got a good handle on
it. I imagine, but yeah.
And I think that you're absolutely right, though. He needs to.
I wanted to look at some of the eyes and say, I'm on it. I talked to
it.
Phil.
No,
I
understand. I'm going
to
do it.
Yeah, that's right. He's got to have it.
Yeah,
he's
that kind of guy, right?
Oh, he is. He'll kill it. He'll kill it, but I mean, I just want him to know that. You know.
Yeah, if I can go through the year end,
right?
Yes, we'll. Deal reports,
yep.
Then he'll fresh. It'll be a very easy
and you can do
transition.
I think no doubt it will be.
Yeah. Once you think he'll be back tomorrow?
Yes. I think so.
So this weekend is a good time to catch him before
good time
he, back
before he gets back.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly right. Because once he jumps back into that job he's got. It's hard to peel off time.
So speaking of time, what's our monthly board meeting schedule going to be?
Good. Let's talk about that. This is incredibly
difficult.
I'm going to just try to be nice about how getting things scheduled and keeping them there has been. I don't know why, but it's been that way. We were going to meet kind of the rest of this year, I thought, at the fire station. And turns out the fire station changed their mind and didn't tell me. And I've been emailing, phone calling, and stopping by, trying to link up with either Glenn or Roxanne. I finally caught Roxanne this week, early part of the week. And it was kind of, oh, by the way, we're not having any more meetings at the fire station this year. Okay, be nice to know that. So that kind of shifted our gears.
Is it hard to schedule at the library?
Yes and no.
We need an easy yes.
We need an easy yes, and here it is.
Okay.
Right here. The 4-H office has just been much easier to work with. Kind of excluding tonight's not having the key out for us.
It happens.
It happens. Judy said, as soon as I called her, or she called back, she said, I remember what I did. I put it in the envelope, and it's sitting right there at my desk. So if you open the front door, you're going to see it. Anyhow, that's where it was. Anyhow, they did commit, the 4-H office did, and I think I will send you for the second Thursday of every month here.
Thursday.
Yeah, second Thursday. And that's maybe been part of our issue. Turns out Tuesday night's pretty popular. And Wednesday night, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday have been real popular for lots of different organizations. Thursday seems to be the one that's a little freer, so.
I can make it work.
Good. And you hopefully won't be in the so much the travel mode on Thursdays.
No, I will, but I'll make it work.
Oh, good. Yeah. So Thursday night, second Thursday of every month will be for us here. And I'm trying to get, and this will happen when we meet with Helmsburg, get Helmsburg to agree that the fourth Thursday of the month here, because both of those dates each month are open for the 4-H office. So it's a small space, but it's one we can kind of count on.
You told me the fourth Thursday every month?
Fourth Thursday.
But it's not set yet.
It's set with the 4-H office. Ask Judy to just reserve us, and if we can't do it, we'll tell her. But we won't really know a commitment from the other board until we meet with them, which is now Thursday, fourth
Thursday. Thursday's also, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's the 25th.
That's what you said.
So we'll meet.
So our joint meeting is the 25th?
Right here. And then if that group, and I've sent a message out asking them what they thought about agreeing to that, and I don't have that answer back, but we'll get
6 o'clock start time.
6 o'clock. Let's be consistent on both.
Yeah. I think Kyle said yes.
Kyle did, yeah, but I haven't heard from Brian or.
So we meet with Helmsburg. We'll have clothes in our band.
They will have clothes. They have clothes.
They've already closed on their initial funding,
right?
And they'll hopefully be able to tell us how they're proceeding on their design.
Yep, and we know that there actually are, because we have, they've been in contact, Kevin's been in contact with them with regard to the common point of where we're going to drop the plant.
There's been good communications, mm-hmm. cooperation between.
They've provided us, in fact, with the initial layout of the site, and that includes that drop point. So, yeah, they're
good.
It's been working well.
Good. Yeah, and they're going to put a drop point out on the west side, too, so. When we go west of Helmsburg, that connection is already installed. It's a full plug-in stair pipeline.
So they're going to be ready to receive from all angles. And
just, so they're doing a good job.
Cool. I have the 23rd as the next joint meeting.
Right.
It's the Thursday.
It's right. Thursday the 25th.
25th.
Yeah. Right.
Correct.
And we'll get this again. Matt will. Right. That changed. I have a couple other things that you guys should be aware of. Tomorrow morning, according to the Brown County Democrat, there is a public hearing down in Nashville to obtain assistance on wastewater improvements through SRF. And they're going to have a meeting at 10 a.m. at the town hall with the Utility Service Board, starting with a full agenda, but included in the agenda is a public hearing on their sewer improvements.
Public hearing is tomorrow?
Uh-huh. And the paper says that all improvements are described in their PER, and that it is available for review at the library, which turned out not to be the case. I went to the library to review it this afternoon, and they looked at me like I was not very knowledgeable about what I was talking about. And we looked around for it, and it was nowhere to be found. So I went to the town hall, and asked to see a PER before the public hearing tomorrow, and nowhere to be found.
It's a small one, only 23 mil.
Well, the SRF PPL has them listed at 10.5 mil, not 23. And so there's what I'm actually getting around to is there's some confusion here. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, but I'm going to go find out. And just make sure that what is going on with the utility sewer board and us are kind of in agreement that we're, nobody's stepping on each other's toes. And I don't expect any of that, but I am surprised to hear the newspaper talk about a public hearing PER somewhere and not finding it and Phyllis not knowing about it. Something not connecting. But I want you guys to know that because it may have an impact.
Well, they're not in compliance with the law.
Doesn't sound like it.
Somebody wants to push it. If they don't, you get away with it.
So they're sitting at number 12 on the PPL.
Had they moved up, or were they always on that? They weren't in the top 10 when we talked.
No. And I tell you the truth, I just don't recall where that. It seems to me it was in the teens, though. So they may have moved up, which is not unusual for SRF, the ones that review things. So
there were two on our list that dropped off within the week of publishing the list.
That's exactly right. There were, and they were in the top 10.
Yeah.
Is BLN working with the utilities?
Not with Nashville. That's a whole nother.
Who are they going to?
I'd rather not say their name in public.
Well, there's a. They're not. This is.
MS Consulting.
This is not unusual.
Yeah.
A lot of rumors float around that are just totally false about all this shit all the time.
Yeah.
And that could be part of what's going on here. It just wasn't clear.
Yeah.
You're going to go to them?
But I'm going to go and find it.
Or we don't know what they're going to do, what the plan is?
I do. I thought I did. Let's put that.
The 62-page ordinance is on the 67 pages, whatever, is on the town website.
They have issues with I&I in particular. They have a plant that's out of compliance, and they were working toward both those issues at the same time. And I think that's what this still really is. And it may very well be that this 10.5 mil project was the one that we've known about now for at least a couple of years. It's been in front of SRF and item. And I think that's what MS Consultants is working on.
The quick and dirty thing that I saw on the summary page was like 18,000 foot of slip lining, which we don't know. That's the epoxy soaked sock you put inside of a old cracked clay pipe to keep groundwater from infiltrating. Fixing some leaky manholes, taking care of I&I problems, decommissioning one lift station, repairing another, and building a new lift station. And then as far as the plant improvements that listed, a couple new blowers, another drying bed, some new headworks, meaning that's where the sewage comes into the plant and gets handled properly.
That's all maintenance. How old is the plant?
The plant was built back in the early 60s, I think.
That's what I remember.
And also
supposedly included is an effort to continue the effort that they've been working with DNR on to go to the park and bring the park wastewater back to Nashville. I think that's part of this overall PBR.
The summary of the component parts didn't go into that.
Did not?
No.
Did you, Kevin, when you talked about it, did you see an actual PER? Did you read one?
This was the ban ordinance that I saw. Okay. I don't remember seeing it, I know I didn't open a PER. Yeah. I was just looking at the ordinance. because rates in town are going to go up pretty significantly.
Do you think they've completely identified the I&I problem then?
I think we identified the I&I about 10 years ago. I'm not going to badmouth people in the past. There was just a lot of back and forth, and it overwhelmed people.
Well, a lot of old systems.
Yeah.
Nashville
still has combined sewers. There's storm sewers that go underneath the professional building, for God's sake. And I'm talking they closed it up, hand-laid rock, and built that building on top of it. Well, the building before it, the old wooden drugstore, or whatever, that Star Grocery or whatever was on the corner back in the 40s. So that professional building there with the colored maple leaf on it,
yeah.
That was built in the mid to late 60s. But it was built back on that old stone hand-laid foundation, and there's issues with that building's foundation that are, you know, someone's going to have to get in there and get after that. That building's going to be in dire straits pretty fast. There's combined sewers throughout Nashville. You know, one of the sample points that you did was downstream of Nashville, which is one of the worst in the county because of combined sewers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally a flush straight to the creek.
It was, too.
Okay.
That was 182,000 people.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm glad to see, you know, on the encouraging side, I've been around here long enough, and I've seen three big expensive studies done that, well, that's nice. Set the three-ring binder on the shelf. I mean, they're talking about stuff that was pointed out that needed done back in 2006. They're finally now getting around to doing. So.
It's been an issue for a long time.
It has. Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got, Rick.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I've got questions. Yeah, just the headlines. $2.1 million. What are we getting for that? Is that the amount of money you guys are going to get for the loans? That give or take the $36,000 for lawyer fees?
Correct. That's our the bond anticipation note,
okay.
Which is more or less a forgivable loan.
Okay. And what do we get for that? You talked about the land survey. Is that for the entire phase one, or is that for a smaller segment, or?
You want me to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay. Bond anticipation note is basically covering all of our soft costs for this phase one, division one. That includes all the land surveys, we get into land acquisition some, lawyer fees, the bond certification, all the bond counsel comes out of this soft money, and the full-blown set of design plans, which would, you know, the pressure models, where we put in the major lift stations, all that stuff.
Okay.
Top to bottom, you'd have the goal at the end of this is there is a roll of drawings and a stack of paper that says, bid this.
Okay.
And the band is the forgivable loan is a lot of these types of projects, as we know. There's no income to offset those, but the need is so great that they said, okay, we're going to gift you this, but there's a lot of strings attached. So we have to jump through every one of their hoops and then some to keep this thing moving.
Because okay. They can stop it if we're deemed not to be in compliance.
Correct.
Yep. But the goal is to have it ready for bid for construction.
Right, and correct. We're fast-tracking this because we have to be ready to bid April of 25, I believe.
Get it right behind your home.
Yeah.
And it does have a two-year window. Typical is the way that was worded to me. It's typically a two-year window.
Yeah. 24 months to get our work done.
And our goal is to get it done in a year.
24 months to execute the loan. The money on
that is your allowable window. Our goal is to get it done in 1 year and hit the next SRF funding cycle with construction money, or what we call hard costs. But there is a deadline to have your plans ready to bid when you say, give me construction money. Okay. And that is, they don't wiggle on that.
Division one, what is that? Is that part of, does that be included in this package here, 180 homes or?
We're calling, if you look at the trunk line, what we call phase one, that's from Lake Lemon to Woodland Lake.
Correct, got
that. We have chopped this up into like seven segments. So it's phase one, division one.
Is that updated? Does that map have the seven segments on it?
I believe so. If not, I'll get it.
You know, that site's not the most current. You know, your website's not the most current.
I'll get Matt an updated
map. No, it's on there.
The seven segments, the different divisions?
I'm almost certain that it is.
So if I want to find phase one, division one, I'll find it on the map that tells me what the scope is?
Well, I'll tell you what our division one goes from connecting to the treatment plant at Helmsburg east to Bean Blossom and the Bean Blossom Village.
To Bean Blossom Village.
Yeah, the village. The north, you know, going north up through the church, the water company up to Brownies, getting all the businesses there along 135, the churches.
Okay.
Paul and Paulette's antique shop. I talked to them. They're like, oh, can I have two? I want two hookups. They got two buildings they want to put plumbing in.
Okay. And that's the 100. That's the package there. Those are the folks that got contacted, and you can give me a copy of that one.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks. Okay.
This is the typical package that went as, you know, notification to all homeowners.
Okay. So that's the first round of funding is for Division One, and then you put in additional things into the for the additional segments or whatever.
We will eventually.
Okay.
Ryan, I think told me that actually went out today.
I think it did. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you're pointing at what?
I have not received that. And I don't want it published unless it actually went out at Homeowners first.
When I talked to Carl, we've got an assistant up in the Indy office that's helping us with this. So Carl Frey and I talked to him around 4 o'clock. Send me one of these because I want to take it as a handout. He says they are sitting here in stamped envelopes. Okay. Going out.
Okay.
Yeah. Because with all due respect, and I seriously mean this, it needs to come from us, not from a website or a Facebook site.
Yeah.
And I know that's what you will do.
Clint, that's if you're sending it to people, that's public information, man. I don't know why you put up the roadblocks.
It's no roadblock. Listen carefully. It needs to come first to the homeowners in this district that's being proposed from us prior to them reading it as if it came with a different interpretation from you. That's all I'm saying. And that's a real simple request. That's a verification that, in fact, it got mailed. And if it got mailed, you're good to go.
Clem, I would say if there's some question about whether or not it got mailed or not, I think we ought to hold that.
All I can say is Carl said they're all stacked up, sealed in envelopes, ready to go this afternoon.
I think folks should hear from us first.
They should. I mean, that's just common sense.
Are you going to put it on your... Common sense is having a current website, Clint. Okay. Having the current information.
Does RDC have one? Right. You're not even listed on it. You know who's on the RDC website? So don't get into that crap with me. This is an issue.
We're not spending the money you guys are spending. Is this going to be posted on your website tomorrow?
Just convince me. Hang on to that until we find out for sure that this has been mailed.
Yep.
Am I in agreement with this, Ford?
I think so. The folks need to be. They need to hear from us.
Okay.
I mean, you can argue or
and once you do
like
that,
what, you
can
got
you send
bad
me?
In mind in there.
I got something. What?
You, if you're arguing with that kind of logic, what do you have in mind, Tim?
You're telling me your logic is the guy that put them in the mail. In envelopes, can't walk to a mailbox and mail them?
I don't know if he did. That's what my point is.
That's my point.
It may not have happened, Tim.
Okay.
Carl is in our office in Castleton area.
Well, then can you say, hey, our guy put them in the mailbox and then send me an email of the thing?
Let me offer this to you. I will receive one of these letters because I am in the district. And as soon as I receive that letter, I'll hand deliver that to you, or you're welcome to come pick it up.
Okay. We meet somewhere, you can give it to me. Fine.
Sure.
Or you can give it to me and trust me that I won't post it until I hear from you.
That's all I'm after.
And I'll be glad to, and I'll be glad to do that.
By arguing with me.
Why am I arguing with you?
Damn, I know.
So I'm not arguing with anybody.
I'll do that.
Well, can I? All right. Well, we can save a trip. You can trust me not to post it until I hear from you. Or we're saying you don't trust that. So that's fine, Mike. You, I don't know. Give me your email, or I'll give you mine, and let me know where we can meet, and I'll pick up the packet.
FinalTouchExteriors@gmail.com. Send me an email.
What is it again?
FinalTouchExteriors.
Final Touch. Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay.
Send me an email. And as soon as I see it at my post office again, I'll gladly
meet
Horace.
All right. Anything else, Tim?
Yeah, that's all I got. Thanks.
Move we adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.